The resignation of the Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley is continuing to make waves and create difficulty for his former party. And this issue and other Sinn Féin controversies are expected to move into the Dáil later today when statements on child protection are made. For the latest on the continuing woes of the party and other issues before the Cabinet this morning, I'm joined by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. So Micheál, we've had two statements now from Deputy Brian Stanley in the public domain, his resignation announcement from the party on Saturday and yesterday, following Mary Lou MacDonald's interview on this programme and elsewhere. So what are the conflicts that now exist or still exist and need to be resolved between the accounts of the party, Brian Stanley, and arising from this party inquiry?
Yes, I suppose Brian Stanley said that the referral of the matter to the Gardaí was something that he welcomed, and it should have happened sooner. And responding to that, in another statement last night, Sinn Féin are saying that Brian Stanley was advised to go to the Gardaí when matters of concern were raised by him during the preliminary inquiry process, but he chose not to do so. Brian Stanley too pointed to a number of dates. Following the Morning Ireland interview, he said the party was aware of the complaint on July 26th, that he did mention it in person to Mary Lou MacDonald on the 29th of July. And he said this was at odds with what she had said on the programme yesterday when she spoke about the matter being received by the party on August 2nd. Some clarity on that last night. Sinn Féin saying that as it had said on Sunday, that it was the 26th of July when contact was first made, but it was the 2nd of August before the formal complaint was lodged. As for that brief conversation that happened on July 29th, Mary Lou MacDonald did reference that yesterday, but the party says there was nothing as to the nature of the potential complaint discussed when she spoke to Brian Stanley at that point, and that it would be a matter for the internal process. So I suppose they are the two points. There's another one that Matt Carty seemed to speak about on Upfront last night, and he didn't think it carried weight, but it is significant indeed for Brian Stanley. He says the fact that that complaint first arrived on July 26th, that was the day, the opening day of a 10-day window for nominations of people within the party seeking to run for Sinn Féin again. He said once that arrived, it meant that any chance he had of standing as a candidate in Laois for Sinn Féin, that was gone. Matt Carty, who's director of elections, says that wouldn't necessarily be the case. And he even said that as of last week, when he took over in that role as director of elections, he had just assumed Brian Stanley would be standing in the election.
And Micheál, we are still dealing with a complaint and a counter-complaint, the content of which we don't know. And now we have a referral to an Garda Síochána. Is it likely that we might hear the content of those complaints within Dáil Éireann today?
I think there will be a push on to do so, and that will be done in the context of the opposition saying why were matters referred to the Gardaí on Sunday if they weren't deemed serious enough to do so much earlier on. There is a demand for answers on that one, and when specifically were alarm bells raised to the point along the way where people began to look at this and say, well, this could be serious. Mary Lou MacDonald did say on Sunday that the initial complaint was not of a criminal nature. Brian Stanley again repeating that, saying the complaint against him was not of a criminal nature. Louise O'Reilly, speaking on Virgin Media last night, said that it was the counter-allegation was the part that has been referred to Gardaí. That's not being confirmed that it's that alone, but that's what she said. I think the opposition will push on this one repeatedly through the day. I suppose the Dáil will feature two bits really where this could happen. There are leaders' questions as order of business, and then there is the more wider issue and the separate issue of child protection, where matters that have seen Sinn Féin engulfed in controversy will be raised again.
And is it likely that it won't be just the Brian Stanley issue now, that there are other issues as well, other Sinn Féin controversies that will be raised by the opposition? I'm thinking the Michael McMonagall issue in Northern Ireland, and this question of a party member resigning over inappropriate text messages to a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I suppose the debate is prompted out of Sinn Féin's handling of the Michael McMonagall case, and that will be the centrepiece, you feel, of the child protection statements. But yes, there is a focus now too on the person within Sinn Féin who has since left the party, who sent the inappropriate text to the teenager that was looked at by the PSNI, but no charges ever followed from it. Ivana Bacsik, the Labour leader, asking very specific questions when she spoke about this yesterday, saying, was the person an official within Sinn Féin, just a party member, or someone who held elected office? And I think that question will be asked repeatedly today as well.
And just looking at what's before Cabinet this morning, and just one issue I want to raise with you, the Occupied Territories Bill, very much, it seems now, back on the agenda.
It is back on the agenda. While the formal advice won't go to Cabinet until next week, there was a meeting last night between the government party leaders and the Attorney General, and it seems that the context to allow this to be looked at again, well, that is there now, and that stems from the International Court of Justice advisory opinion in July that Israel's actions in the occupied territories are unlawful. So it does seem that this is moving now. It's thought that there are still major legal issues. There may have to be changes to that bill that was first put forward by Francis Black, that would ultimately see trade banned between this country and those occupied territories. But it certainly now is going to make its way to Cabinet next week, where there will be formal advice and there is a push on to move on it. Of course, it has already got the backing of the Dáil and Seanad, but moving it to the next stage has proved problematic. But the principle agreed to do so seems to be there now.
Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.